Proclamation number 4287 of 27th of April, 1948. Serious reminder and indication of the end. Reflect on the seriousness of the hour. The will to live and to create a bearable existence is extremely strongly developed in the human being, and every thought has earthly well-being as its aim. And time passes without bringing any benefit to the soul. The end draws ever closer. The distance from me grows ever greater. People seek to satisfy themselves in the frenzy of earthly pleasures. They only pay attention to the world and don't think about death and what will come after death. And even if I admonish and warn, my words go unheard or are not heeded. It is a state of greatest confusion, both earthly and spiritually. The apostasy from me is growing ever greater, and the few who stick by me are of weak faith and anxiously await the future. They are certainly touched by my grace, but they do not yet recognize me as I want to be recognized. And again I therefore speak words of love and encouragement to them and give them the promise that I will not leave them, even if the adversity seems immense. Yet the latter is unavoidable, for I want to chain my own to me. They shall not seek comforts and help elsewhere but only from me. I want them to constantly take refuge in me and thus no longer exclude me in their thoughts, actions and intentions. Then they will also persevere and not get lost. But you who seek the world, who are unable to separate yourselves from earthly things, you will still experience difficulties, for you too must become aware that your stay on this earth is not eternal and that you strive for what is transient and worthless for eternity. And again you have to give away what you acquire until you detach yourselves from it in your heart. Only then will you be receptive for spiritual possessions. Only then will you listen to my word and accept it in your heart if you are of good will. I still try to save the souls which are not yet completely corrupted, and for the sake of these souls the adversity will become even greater, as I have predicted to you through seers and prophets. You must recognize the truth of my word, for I have constantly pointed out this adversity to you and presented your earthly existence as almost unbearable. You must believe my words. You must not dismiss them indifferently and ignore them but adjust your life accordingly. You must criticize yourselves and conduct your way of life in accordance with my commandments. You must work on your soul, make an effort to live a life of love and constantly seek me in thought and heartfelt prayer. Then you will survive the difficult time because you will never lack strength. You will derive great benefit for your soul even if you live in earthly adversity and misery. The end is near and the blissful time will soon dawn for you if you follow me, if you pay attention to my admonitions and warnings and prepare yourselves for the last days, if you remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.